Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light for a Wednesday. Love to hear that ending. I am your host, Michael Long. We're glad that you are here. We have a great number of shows heading your way here. We'll be going probably about 4.5 hours straight today. So stay with us here on Journey in Light, and that includes 3 hours of free readings, okay? Only our last show at 9 o'clock Eastern do we dedicate it to our homeless mission with a great, awesome guest. Christina Watts is back, the Divine Medium. That's at 9 o'clock, okay? And we have a great evening in store for you. But right now we're being joined by Kristen Joy. And Kristen is a psychic medium, healer, spiritual advisor, teacher, and she beautifully uses her spiritual gifts and helps you and uplifting you in your day-to-day life to have your life filled with joy. So all you have to do is call into the number right now, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Press the 1 on your phone so I can see that you want to speak to Kristen, and we will take your call here momentarily. And I think definitely want to say before we start up here with everything, we definitely want to send our prayers and positive energy, however you do it, to the folks in Washington, D.C. Today and my prayer is that we in this country realize, you know, we're all connected. We are all one. We are all America. And this division and rhetoric and hate just needs to stop. And we all come together and work for each other, because we are our brothers and sisters, no doubt about it. So the number again to call on in, 347-884-8245, to speak to our guests here to start off, Kristen Joy. And Kristen, welcome back to Journey in the Light.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you so much again for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you here, and so what's the topic today?
Oh, it's always exciting, especially with everything that's going on, but just a little bit on life lessons.
All right. Well, great. I'll let you do that, and then after that, we'll go to the phone lines.
All right. That sounds like a plan. Anyway,
great.
Yay. Thank you. Just really quick. Yes, thank you. My name is Kristen Joy. And, and thank you very much, Michael. I love that music that you played there at the end, especially this, at least the show that I've seen it on is on Outlander. And just a beautiful voice. And I love the Celtic music anyway. So and Scottish and Irish and English and all that good stuff. So it does a body good. Music is quite an upliftment for many people. So considering, like I said, everything that is, you know, what's happened in England and then what's happened today, it's just kind of like, okay, guys, you know, what the heck? What's going on? So I thought, all right. So sometimes people will go, you know, why is this happening? And, you know, why this and why that? And it's just that really, truly, if you can stop just wherever you are and just kind of, okay, what is going on? You know, and do your best to take get a higher perspective on it, you know, step back and, you talked about, yes, we're all connected and we are, if everyone could just stop the insanity basically and I'm right, you're wrong and it's black and white and there's no middle ground and so on and so forth. If we could just stop it, it's instead of saying it's easier said than done, and not being open to other possibilities and other options and ways of looking at it, or ways of resolving it, or, you know, just taking a step. You know, it's, I mean, we have, there's so much going on the planet, which is, and it's actually a good thing, you know, and I know some of the stuff kind of makes you go, how is any of this good, you know, and so on and so forth. But it's a way to help bring things to the surface that need to, and so that we can all look at it and say, okay, wait a second, instead of freaking out, instead of getting angry, and I mean, if you're going to get angry for in a good way, and to, you know, so that it helps to create movement in a positive direction. And as I'm speaking about this, I just saw a dragonfly go by my window. And they're ones for joy and the dance of joy, so to speak. And yes, my middle name is Joy. But, you know, it's all this rhetoric and all this stuff. It's all this life is basically an illusion. And it's all for us to learn from. Earth is a big school, and we're all here to learn. And if we can all just step back and say, hey, wait a second, you know, we have all this that we can learn from, you know, and we also create. So when people go, why is this happening, or why is it happening again, it's kind of like, okay, not saying this is going to answer, you know, everything, but that it's here for us to learn. Let's see what the patterns are. Let's see, you know, whether it's your own personal life or the world at large. Because, you know, what happens if you really take a good look at things, you'll be like, hey, wait a second. What's happening there is almost kind of similar to what's happening to me in my own life. You know, there's chaos and there's all this. I mean, like I said, all the stuff that's being purged and coming to the surface, and it's to help us create something better. You know, if we could just remember truly that we are one, we're not in this journey separately, and that's what this world has tried to do, in a sense, is to create this, we're separate. We, you know, with our cell phones and our technology and stuff, on one hand, it's a good thing. On the other hand, It can cause, in a sense, separation into where we're not really communicating in the highest and best ways that we could. You know, today you had this shooting happen at this, you know, baseball game. And I kind of look at it like it's a way to help bring some notice to our politicians, to ourselves, to say, hey, wait a second. Okay, here they are. They have, you know, we have our differences, but are we going to keep doing the same old, let's look at the patterns. Are we going to keep on doing the same old, or are we going to finally resolve it? Yeah, you know what? I may not agree completely with what someone else has to say or what their teachings are or whatever, but, you know, congratulations. That's their way of doing things. And, you know, but at the same token, if there's a higher purpose, if there's, you know, maybe a best or better path of doing things, I'm open to it. And I'm just asking everyone else, whether you're listening or, you know, speak with your friends and family and just, you know, hey, what do you want? What do you want to keep creating? And, but, well, and the cool thing is with, you know, together, what we can do as a whole, because again, we are one. And when we put our minds, our souls, our breath, our will, our determination and passion behind it, we could create so much better, you know. So, and it just takes everyone individually and then as a collective. So do you want to create paradise on earth or, you know, hell on earth? What would you prefer? Personally, I'd like paradise, thank you. And chocolate and, you know, all that good stuff. But, you know, honestly, it's just really taking a good scope of your life and getting very diligent about what is most of taking that and going with it and not stopping and talking, again, like I said, with your friends and family, with your coworkers, with, you know, whomever, and just say, all right, enough is enough, enough of this BS, let's get down to tacks, brass tacks here and get it done, you know, because that's kind of, the stuff is going to keep happening. These patterns, these are patterns, they're things that are surfacing now, and they're going to continue until we get our act together. Whatever that is going to be, I haven't seen all of it yet, but I do know that it's supposed to be more of peace, you know, out of chaos comes order. And I'd like to think that, you know, that we are that intelligent and that brilliant and that, you know, we are that divine spark that can help change the world, starting with everyone, themselves, and then as a collective. So I just reiterate, if you're ever sitting there going, why is this happening? Why is this happening again? You know, it's not to say that you caused it or anything like that, but at the same time, you can also help to resolve it. So everyone can do something. You know, watch your thoughts. Be as positive as you can. It's steps at a time. It's days at a time. And that's kind of about it. So keep an eye out for those patterns and, you know, why do things keep repeating and showing up for you? So, and if you need help with identifying something, I am, my information's on there and on the website. So, hey, you know, give me a call, email me, and we'll just kind of go from here.
Okay, great. Loved what you had to say. I totally agree. And, yeah, we just got to respect each other's views, but just don't, you know, this anger and rhetoric and just gets, you know, ratcheted up by each side, and it's just not good. And I tell you, one part that is really plays up to this is political talk radio. They, you know, they get people all revved up, maybe like the shooter, you know, who maybe has some, you know, problems and gets people all revved up. And they do it because of money. They make money doing it. And I know the big radio business, and that's what they do. And they're not thinking, though, what a negative effect they're having on society. And
yes. There is so much energy that is behind your words, your thoughts, your emotions, that people don't realize how powerful that stuff is. I mean, some do, because obviously, you know, it's money. It's like war. You know, war creates more money, and it's a power trip, and it's other things. But if we could actually, everyone finally just snap out of this coma we've been in, you know, to see the truth of this, it's, you know, it is what it is, but we can do something about it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, well, let's go to the phone lines here help some folks. And if you're on the phones, make sure you press the 1 on your phone to speak to Christian Joy, who is my guest. Area code 845, you're up first. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello, hi. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you so much. Hello, this is Lucy from New York.
Hi, Lucy, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Can you please look at the place of employment, what's going on, what you see, any promotions there, is going to, what you see about? Would it work?
For your employment, you're wondering if there's some movement on the way up kind of thing for you.
Or if you see anything, a promotion, or I'm going to stay there, or any vision that you have.
It's kind of like, it seems like a lot of things are on hold for you right now. Does that make sense?
Tell me again.
I said, it seems like things are kind of on hold for you right now. I'm getting, give it a couple months, and there'll be some more movement. It may not be all of what you want, and I'm not getting that you're going to be there as long as you think you might. So keep your eyes open and your options open.
When you say no there, does mean to be to find another job, or...
Well, say, I mean, I'm getting that you'll be where you're at for at least another couple months, and maybe even longer, up to 6 months. And then, but in the meantime, because I'm not getting that, anything that you get from here on out is not going to be all that you want. I'm kind of feeling, I'm also getting that if you haven't already done so, have you been looking to re-educate yourself in any way? Like go to school or learn on the job or anything like that?
No. I don't.
Okay. Because it might help open some other options for you.
Because
I'm not I'm not getting you're really where you're at passionate-wise.
Okay, because I had been to schools for so long. I got master's. I had BA, additional bachelor's in another career. And then I just stayed there because it's close to where I live.
Okay.
Okay, then you don't see anything.
It's like I said, give it a couple months and, you know, see how it goes. I mean, like I said, I'm seeing a little movement up for you, but you really need to kind of utilize that education that you have too.
Okay. Put myself out there. I studied this. I have these diplomas. Okay, that's what you mean. Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, hon. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. Appreciate it. Let's go to our next call. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? Hello, we can't hear you.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you now. Yes, you are. Your first name and you're calling for?
This is Sofia from Mexico.
Mexico.
Cool.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
I think this is our first call from Mexico. For some reason, my whole 9 years, I've gotten calls from every country just about, but for some reason, Mexico. So welcome. Thanks for calling. We really appreciate you.
That's
Yay-hoo!
Great. I'm glad to be the first one.
Yay!
All right. what part of Mexico are you in?
I'm in Los Cabos, in Baja California Sur.
And was that near California, you said?
It's Baja California Sur. It's near San Diego.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hi there. What can I do for you tonight?
Hi. Well, I wanted to know what's for me.
You want to know what's next for you?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. The first thing that popped in my head was more career-oriented. So I don't know if that's, you know, something you've been looking into or wanting to change or what, but that one was, like, first up.
Oh, I see. I'm referring, like, more personally. Like, I want to know what's next for me and my son.
Sorry, for you and whom?
And my son.
And your son, okay.
Yeah.
Well, part of the answer was also, sorry, I should have said more, but also from your career to also relationships. Because the career, though, I mean, you know, you got to have ways and means to obviously take care of yourself, right? And that affects how you can also take care of your son or provide,
okay.
I mean. Have you gone into or looked into more of a healing field?
I'm trying to actually.
Because one of the first things that was popping into my head was either an area of like medical nursing or something like that. If that makes any sense.
I'm studying right now psychology.
Okay. Oh, cool. Need good, awesome, uplifting people in that field. That's for sure.
Yes.
And I'm kind of being also told to, if you can, you know, keep open to all the different a different avenue and perspective when it comes to psychology, okay?
Okay.
Because it can be very, like, one-way, one-minded, but there's all this new stuff that's coming out that, you know, plays into, how do I put this? Just people and their, you know, the taking more into account, not just the physical or mental, emotional, but also spiritual, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
So, yeah, and if you can, and then you said, I'm so sorry, you asked about, what about with your son?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going through some rough thought right now.
Okay.
So I want to know what's next. Is everything going to work well or not?
Okay. Are you speaking of, like, with relationships romantically? I mean, or what?
Like, personally, legally.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I see a lot going on in legally department. But you have a lot of gifts when it comes to this psychically yourself. You kind of already have an idea of some things that you would like to do and or that you need to do, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does.
Okay. And that, yeah, they're saying you're very intuitive about this. And I'm still seeing a little bit of bumps here and there, but it does look like it's smoothing out, though. Especially.
It's going to what? I'm sorry?
It looks like there's a little bit of bumps yet, but it does look like it'll get a little bit smoother.
Okay.
And not to worry so much. I mean, worry, you know, if most of the stuff that we worry about doesn't come to pass. So just do what you can not to, you know, get the negative thoughts and stuff out there, if that makes sense too. Because, you know, we do a lot to ourselves.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And you're doing great. Oh, my gosh. Give yourself a pat on the back from time to time, please. Actually, you need to do it more often. I'm just kind of getting, you're way too hard on yourself. And, I mean, I understand, you know, and this world is what it is, and sometimes it can be very, very rough, you know, but the more that you keep on, you know, visualizing, I don't know how much you do this kind of thing, but, you know, visualizing, affirming, you know, what it is that you truly want in life, you know, and taking it as, you know, just a day at a time and keep going after it and not giving up. You know, and then sometimes, you know, the universe, actually not sometimes, all the time, the universe is working behind the scenes to help you, you know, for lack of a better term, make your dreams come true.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, my goodness, thank you. I mean, seriously, and many, many blessings. I mean, you know, stuff happens and, you know, you're like the mama bear that wants to protect and, you know, and then just keep open to things. You're watched over. You are protected. You have a lot of help, especially in your in the spirit realm, so to speak. So keep asking for help there as well. You never know what can happen when you know, it's like opening up that to all the possibilities that are absolutely limitless and that are at our disposal every day.
Okay,
oh, that sounds great. It's definitely needed to hear.
Aw, well, many, many blessings, though, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, much love to you. Call back anytime, okay? We're always here every day, okay?
Thank you. Nice to meet you all.
Nice to
thank
meet you,
you,
too.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Bye-bye. That's very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Have our
cool,
friends
man.
From southern the border, right, showing us that Americans do love you, unlike
yeah.
our leader. we,
oh, now, okay.
And, I don't know. I'm just saying. It's just important. I get it. You won't believe how many people I speak to in other countries. They're like, what's going on with you guys? It's like, come, you have to understand, this is not the majority of us that are talking this way. So,
well, like I said at the beginning,
yes,
you know,
yes.
the Yeah, the, all of that, it's chaos. It comes to order. We will figure it all out. And the thing is,
yes.
too, the fun thing is, who's in charge? Not them. Thank you.
Right, right. Okay, we're flat out of time. Kristen, thanks so much. Great show. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
All right, have a great week.
Okay, everybody. Everybody, please redial as the next show will start with Bonnie, and she'll be taking your calls.